Hey, welcome back to the show. Well, on May 27th, Web Summit Vancouver officially launches in our city. It's often dubbed the Olympics of Tech, a major event that'll bring global attention and millions of dollars to the city. But securing the summit didn't happen by chance. It took a lot of work. Joining me now to talk about Web Summit Vancouver and, of course, attracting business to our region is Jackie Griffiths, president of Invest Vancouver. Jackie, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jeff.
Lots to talk about here. For our listeners, just first and foremost, like, why is Web Summit or this conference starting May 27th to 30th? Why is it considered such a big coup for us?
It is one of the largest tech conferences in the world. The lead conference is in Lisbon. It attracts over 70,000 people that are a part of the tech ecosystem. It's all about bringing together companies and individuals that want to scale, and then attracting those larger companies who also want to invest, whether it's in smaller opportunities or whether it's investing on a much more global stage. So what it does, I think, for Vancouver is it says we've arrived as a tech center, just like Lisbon really was a tourist town before Web Summit Lisbon came. Mm-hmm. And now it's gone from having $1 billion tech company to $14 billion tech companies, in part because of the attention that Web Summit has attracted.
So how do you attract a conference like that? What goes on behind the scenes?
It was definitely a team effort, working with other entities, including Destination Vancouver, the province of BC, the federal government, Innovate BC. And it was very much about making sure that we got out to the various conferences that Web Summit offers, understanding if it was a fit for the region, and then really making the pitch to Web Summit, because they are very discerning in terms of where they're going to go. They had a conference called Collision in Toronto, very successful. We spent some time with the folks in Toronto to learn more and realized this could be a huge opportunity for us to promote the Vancouver tech ecosystem. Because one of the things our research told us was we have an incredibly strong tech ecosystem here within the Metro Vancouver region, but globally, we're not as well known as we could be. So this is our opportunity for sort of the ultimate marketing here at home.
Who leads the team to attract something like Web Summit? Like, it's not like they need one person or one agency, but, you know, your organization, Invest Vancouver, is supposed to attract these types of events. Like, are you the lead agency, or City of Vancouver, or do you leave it to the provincial government? How does that work?
City of Vancouver was also a very big part of providing the initial support. The lead for the negotiations and landing actually was Destination Vancouver. They're in the business of landing large conferences that help the Metro Vancouver economy. And so they were the organization that took the lead, and we all very much supported them. And we're so happy to see when we all got to sign on the dotted line.
Yeah. So what does Destination BC, that's the provincial government?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. So when I introduced you, you're the president of Invest Vancouver.
Yes.
What is the mandate for your organization?
Our mandate is to attract foreign direct investment to the Metro Vancouver region, to increase the amount of high-quality employment that's available for Metro Vancouver residents. We know that multinational companies, on average, pay about 40% more than the average BC wage. So when you're attracting these larger companies, companies like Amazon or Microsoft or CellCentric, what happens is they bring with those opportunities jobs. Those jobs then become available to the Metro Vancouver residents.
So if I'm Jazz Joe Hall Inc. and I want to build widgets, mm-hmm. I don't know anything about Vancouver, but I would say, okay, I would go to your organization first.
You would.
Right? And so now you're, to my understanding, you are part of the Metro Vancouver Regional Government, right?
We are.
That's who you respond to. So when somebody comes to you, do you say, well, you know what, why don't you invest in POCO? Brad West would really like that, but I'm sure Brenda Locke wouldn't. How do you manage if somebody comes to you and say, look, we want to invest here, here's our idea? What kind of conversations occur? How is that done?
First and foremost, we're here to promote the region as a whole. Over 50% of people within the Metro Vancouver region travel to a different jurisdiction for work. So we want to make sure that there's employment in the region, regardless of where it is. What we do is anytime we have a company or an entity that's interested in landing, we do our due diligence and we make sure that it's credible, and we make sure that we've done sufficient vetting. And then we put the opportunity out to all 21 municipalities, Treaty First Nation, and the electoral area area to say, hey, this is an opportunity. We then work hand in hand with the individual, the local economic development offices in the municipalities for what we call last mile investment attraction. And that's where any municipality who's interested in the opportunity has the ability to work with us and to make the pitch to see what fits. And ultimately, it's the company who decides where they want to go. And honestly, sometimes companies show up and they say, I know exactly where I want to go. I want to go to X municipality. My spouse and I have seen that area. That's where we want to set up. That's where we want to be. It's not our job to sell them on any particular area within the region. It's our job to make sure that when they're looking at opportunities in Canada, that they're not just looking to Toronto and Montreal and Calgary, that they know Metro Vancouver region is the third largest economic hub within Canada.
Mm-hmm. And do other cities have something like this, a similar Invest Vancouver in Toronto and Saskatoon or Calgary?
Well, I don't know about Saskatoon, but yeah. I can tell you that Toronto and Montreal both have entities, Toronto Global and Montreal International, as do other large city regions like Calgary. The reason being, once you get abroad, and I'm sure, you know, you've traveled, you think about it, you say you're from Canada, but then after that, it really becomes about which city you're from. So we want to make sure they're not just thinking, like I said, those other larger hubs to the east, that they know there's huge opportunity in this large economic hub too.
Yeah, because like, I'm assuming no CEO comes to you and says, I want to invest in Port Moody. They just know Vancouver.
They might. You never know. Yeah. Sometimes they do. Or they say, I want to invest in this great part of Vancouver. And what they're describing actually is Port Moody, because for them, it's not about the boundaries of of roads and municipalities. And so we really want to make it as easy as possible for anyone who's interested in the region. Or sometimes we work with partner organizations, whether they're interested in opportunities up in Kelowna or out in the valley. Like if it's something that's not a fit for the region, then we're making sure we're working closely with the province as well to try and keep it within the province as a whole.
My guest is Jackie Griffiths, president of Invest Vancouver, talking about Web Summit Vancouver arriving in our city. It's a massive tech conference, May 27th to 30th. More with Jackie Griffiths after the break. Hey, welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Jackie Griffiths, president of Invest Vancouver. We're talking about the city landing the Web Summit Vancouver conference. It's on May 27th, one of the big tech conferences globally, and we were able to land it. It'll be the first year here, and of course, there's a lot of work that goes into attracting those types of conferences for our city, but of course, they play a big role in attracting other conferences, and on top of that, it helps accentuate, of course, our tech industry as well. Jackie, getting to the Web Summit just for a moment, how competitive is it to land these types of conferences?
It's extremely competitive. I look at the work that Destination Vancouver led, and I know that we were in competition with other large jurisdictions, most likely just slightly to the south of us in the U.S.
So what cities can you mention?
I didn't actually. I just knew they were looking to the American cities.
Okay.
But really what they're looking for is, A, can they attract the people, and Vancouver as a region, is Metro Vancouver is so beautiful that you know you're going to attract people who want to come here. But then the other piece is, does this location align with the conference and what it is? So we had a lot of data to support the growth that we've seen in tech. And I think that in part was very compelling when they looked at which was the right location for the conference.
Yeah, I would think there'd be a lot of competition south of the border. I mean, you think Silicon Valley, obviously in San Francisco. I'm not saying that would be the location, but, you know, the thing with the United States, you've got Seattle with massive global names, things like Amazon and many other companies that are there. You go to Austin, Texas, Boston. I mean, there's so many American cities that do very well in tech. I mean, part of this, I guess, speaks to a conscious effort made by governments in the past and governments since then building on it. I mean, it does speak to, as long as you have an educated workforce and a university that can train, universities and colleges that can train these people, continue to attract those tech companies, and then to build on that and build on that and build on that. I think we're doing okay, it seems like.
Our talent is our differentiator. Like we hear time and time again when we research and gather business intelligence, time and time again, it's talent that separates us from many other parts of the world. And the other piece that's really interesting, you talk about, the great companies that are in other locations. But if you look at it, like Microsoft, Amazon, SAP, all those companies are also set up and doing business here. Rivian, we have so many multinational companies that are set up here. So globally, that does speak to why it's a great place to have a tech conference like this.
Mm-hmm. And I guess more and more, what I seem to see is that it's not, I mean, the countries can sell each other, mm-hmm. but we're in an era where the city-state or the city is driving everything, aren't they?
Absolutely. The city is everything. And that's what we see. 85% of foreign direct investment that comes into Canada lands in the city regions. And that's why it's really important that you have that strong global brand that's recognized for your city region.
So I know you're not a political organization, but it also means we have got to get our housing affordability, all those issues, the crime, we have to make sure we stay on top of those issues and make sure we are addressing them in a meaningful way, because that's also part of selling the city, isn't it?
And it's really important for us to make sure that we have a strong foundation, because talent is so important to us. And so we have to have an environment that talent is attracted to. It's livable, it's beautiful, and the top talent wants to be here, or they want to stay here. Yeah.
Speaking of attracting top talent, you don't have to answer this, but I'm being a bit mischievous, but do you sometimes attract a person, convince them to move here, and then maybe the spouse doesn't want to move? You ever have one of those?
We're dealing with companies, but what I can tell you is CEOs, often the final decision point is what the spouse thinks about coming. And so when you're meeting with companies, it's the CEO ultimately makes the decision. And I'm sure that their family unit is highly persuasive in terms of what they're going to do.
I could imagine, the CEO wants to set up here, but he's still got to clear it with the spouse, right? Because that's the family
and
unit.
And what are the schools like? What are the opportunities for the
kids?
That's
all part of it too, eh?
For sure. So like a lot of times in terms of the information that we're providing, we're making sure for the decision makers that they understand everything that's in the region. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Jackie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That is Jackie Griffiths, president of Invest Vancouver, the organization with many other organizations here in Vancouver, including cities, Destination Vancouver as well. Land at the Web Summit Conference, which is going to be here for its first year here, May 27th to 30th. So a big win for our city.